Marty is a wonderful, friendly human being. He's very spiritual, very one with the environment and the ocean. He's a marine biologist and a scuba diving instructor as well. He was staying with me and my dad 6 years ago for my dad's wedding, and one day went for a walk to the beach as we did the day before. His bag was found sitting on the sand, and that was the last that anyone's seen of him since.
Any theories as to what may have happened?
Not really, which is the hard part, because a lot of people think that, you know, at the beach he must have drowned or something to do with a shark attack. But being a diving instructor, marine biologist, is a very confident swimmer. It was a busy, calm, beautiful day at the beach. The very next morning, first light, there were helicopters, there were divers, there were quad bikes, horses up and down the beach. So something would have shown up if he came to grief in the water, but absolutely no signs from that day onwards, so we still keep our hopes alive that no sign is a good sign.
It must be torturous for you all the same, and I wonder, it must play out in your head. What do you think happened?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I'm hoping that he just needed a bit of space and time to himself. It's not like Marty to disappear without telling anyone, especially leaving his family feeling the way that they're doing now, but I'm just staying hopeful that he's doing what he needs to do, and one day he'll come back in and, you know, with a big smile on his face and just say, oh, sorry for putting you guys through that, but just needed some time to myself for a little while. But again, just staying hopeful that he's out there somewhere and he's okay.
This coffee cup that you've brought in for us, tell us about this.
So the coffee cup incentive is the first year we're doing it in Western Australia. We have three cafes participating, so Cafe Elixir in Wanneroo, Stomp Coffee in North Perth, and Jeff Alado in Rockingham. They're all biodegradable, which is great, environmentally friendly, and there's 8 missing people featured on the cups this year. But all it is just a bit of an artistic version of the missing person and a bit of a biography. It's just circulating their memory and their story, keeping it alive in people's minds. And at the end of the day, someone out there knows something about what happened to these people. So hopefully it triggers a bit of a reaction or triggers a memory for somebody.
And that's what I find, because I know that in America they will often put photos, don't they, Russell, of missing people on milk cartons,
yeah.
Photo. This is... quite artistically done. I mean, it's a beautiful picture of him. I like the story because this really personalised it for me. I've had a quick read. It talks a lot about Marty, laid back and cheeky, a free spirit with the gift of the gab. Marty Tan loves to travel, sharing his keen spirit of exploration and adventure with those around him. Whether creating dreadlocks for those attending the Burning Man Festival or chatting with the 80-year-old woman he sat next to on the plane home, Marty's self-awareness and kind-heartedness finds him friends wherever he goes. Like, that really strikes me in the way you've really personalised these stories, really humanised them.
And that is the point of it. I mean, it takes, you know, not much for someone just to look at a picture of somebody and just kind of pass on, but when it shares something that's a little more personal, it kind of makes people think twice about the kind of person that they actually are, people with families and memories and stories, and it makes it a little bit more personal to whoever's reading the cup as well.
Emily Tan is our guest. Her cousin Marty went missing in 2013, is that right? So we're talking about, it was 6 years ago. So can you give us a feel for what it's like for you then on a daily, weekly or monthly basis? How does Marty enter you, and at what sort of period in the day or the week or the month?
Well, I'm always thinking about Marty. So he disappeared from the beach that's close to where I live, which I go to pretty much every single week. And you're always flashback to the helicopters, you know, searching for him in the water and things like that. But you've just got to think of the positives. Like the day before he went missing, there was a nice photo that was actually featured in the West Australian last week of me and Marty, because straight after we took the photo, he just picked me up and threw me straight in the water. He's a very cheeky, cheeky guy, but you've just got to hold on to the good memories. And as I said, just stay hopeful that, you know, you'll be able to share them again one day.
And you've used the word hope and hopeful a few times. Is there comfort in hope?
I believe so, yeah. I'd like to think that staying positive is always a good sign, rather than thinking that something bad happened and trying to move on. I'd rather hold on to the hope and, keep positive about all of that kind of stuff.
And use the present tense and never the past tense.
Always the present tense.
Yeah. Do you feel supported? I mean, you know, there are people that you know, that we spent time looking for Marty, but that search would have been cut back, obviously.
Yeah, it's honestly been incredible. Like as I mentioned, the very next day, straight after he was reported missing, there was police everywhere looking for him. There were journalists wanting to cover the story, and even. It, you know, it lasted a couple of weeks and then unfortunately the media and the police presence died down. But this last week or so, it's been incredible again. He's been featured on bus stops. He was down in Yagan Square. His face was on the big screen. It's honestly been very, very supportive through the media and the police this year.
Look, and that is the beauty of Missing Person Week, Persons Week. It doesn't let you forget. Mm. You know, we need these annual reminders that there are families still going through a fair bit. There are people that we still want to find. There are three cafes that have these coffee cups. I'm sure you would like others to come on board.
Yeah, it's huge over East at the moment. So they have the MCG involved and about 10 to 15 other cafes. So hopefully next year we can get, you know, Optus Stadium, maybe the RSC Arena and more cafes involved. We've actually had quite a few people email through and say, oh, can we be involved now? But unfortunately, we only had a certain amount of cups made for this year. So hopefully next year it'll be bigger and better and we can reach a bigger audience, because a lot of people are very supportive of the project so far.
And maybe not just in Missing Persons Week. I mean, is this something that could be a permanent thing?
Hopefully, hopefully. Lauren O'Keefe runs the Missing Persons Advocacy Network of Australia, and she's run basically on donations and funding from the government. So once that kind of gets out a little bit more and we receive more funding, hopefully we'll be able to produce a few more cups and keep the memory circulating.
Are you part of the Missing Person Advocacy Network? Is that
not officially?
No.
I'm just helping out as much as I can, because Marty's the face of it this year in Western Australia, and being Marty's cousin, I'm trying to just help as much as I can. And, you know, Lauren's an amazing person and has been helping the family so much. So whatever I can do to help her out as well.
Let me just recap some figures. So 100 Australians are reported missing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Research shows at least 12 people are directly impacted when someone goes missing, whether that's emotionally, psychologically, financially. That's 500,000 Australians every year. 100,000 coffee cups, 8 designs, and they're across 3 states. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
I keep thinking about if you come home for a family dinner and someone's not there, you get a bit angry about them being late, and then you wait 15 minutes, half an hour, start calling, start texting. Imagine if they didn't come home that night or that next day. I mean, that's, put yourself in that sort of mind frame to get a feel, I think, for what it is that you, Emily, and your family are going through. We hope that there's a great end to this story, and we appreciate you coming in to celebrate Marty.
Thank you for your time, guys. I appreciate that.